And Matt Bevin is back. And Mac, there's some disturbing revelations today about the man that the Trump administration's put in charge of controlling the messaging coming out of the around COVID-19, coming out of the CDC there.
Yeah, Fran, Michael Caputo is the person I'm talking about. He's a career lobbyist who worked in PR for Russian presidents Boris Yeltsin and Vladimir Putin during the 90s and early 2000s, before returning to the US to work on Republican political campaigns, then directly for the Trump Organization. He was involved in the 2016 Trump campaign and then as an outside advisor to the Trump administration. As part of all that, he was probed by the FBI and the Mueller investigation for potential links to Russian disinformation during the 2016 presidential election. Since that, he has railed on Fox News against the FBI and other U.S. intelligence agencies.
In Russia, they call this the Siloviki, the national security leadership that secretly spies on the entire citizenry of Russia. And here we are in the United States with our own Siloviki underneath President Obama. Let me tell you something that I know for a fact. The FBI is not the only Obama agency that came at the campaign. I know because they came at me. And I'm looking for clearance from my attorney to reveal this to the public. This is just the beginning. And I'll tell you, when we finally find out the truth about this, Director Clapper and the rest of them are going to be wearing some orange suits.
So clearly a lot going on there. Meanwhile, in April this year, though, as the COVID-19 pandemic was reaching crisis point in the US, Michael Caputo was appointed as Assistant Secretary for the Department of Health and Human Services for Public Affairs, essentially the chief spokesperson for the health department. Publicly, that involved calling reporters and berating them for how they were reporting on the pandemic.
I'm old enough to remember when it was considered dishonest to undermine public confidence in the public health system. That's what the people who spun you on this story are trying to do.
Privately, Politico reported earlier this month that he and his team were reviewing and changing the weekly scientific reports for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. These reports chart the progress of the coronavirus pandemic. And officials have characterized this as an attempt to intimidate the report's authors and water down their communications to health professionals. His aim, according to Politico, was to prevent the CDC's reports from undermining President Trump's optimistic messages about the outbreak. On the weekend, we got to see a new side to Michael Caputo after he went on Facebook Live to talk about, well, have a listen.
I'm under siege. It's been going on for a couple of weeks. And I don't care because I have the president's support. And you understand that I'm not going anywhere. They're going to have to kill me. And unfortunately, I think that's where this is going. The partisan Democrats, the conjugal media, and the scientists, the deep state scientists, want America sick through November. There are scientists who work for this government who do not want America to get well, not until after Joe Biden is president. Frankly, ladies and gentlemen, that's sedition. They are sacrificing lives in order to defeat Donald Trump. I really want to leave. Some of you who know me know my health is failing. My mental health is definitely failing. I don't like being alone in Washington. The shadows on the ceiling in my apartment, they're alone. Those shadows are so long.
In the video, he talks about armed conflict coming after the 2020 presidential election, depending on the outcome. News this morning, Fran, is that Michael Caputo has taken medical leave from his job, which, by the sounds of it, is probably for the best.
I think that might be right, Matt. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.